Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
Can this be right? You have a date?
Can you believe it?
Says it on the schedule, yeah.
I'm going on a date. I'm going on a date.
Hey, hey.
I'm going on a date with a real life man.
A man?
A man. Can you imagine?
When is the last time that you went out on a date with a real life man?
I think it's been over a year and a half. It might be closing in on 2 years.
Okay, well, and you had a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. I was busy. I was a little busy. Not for anything specific. Just, you know, just kind of busy. I'm really, really excited. It's this Saturday, and I think it's going to go awful.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's not.
That's a good way to go into it. All right, so first of all, the origin story here.
Mm-hmm. So, met him on a dating app, like, 5 days ago, and we just had really good banter. I've been trying not to pen pal it on dating apps, like Abby kind of calls it, because that's kind of usually what I do. I just like park in the apps and we just talk for days and days and days, and then they ask me out and I'm like, oh God, now I have to go out with you. I just wanted to talk to you like on this app, no pressure. But we had really good banter. We really didn't talk about much. We talked about like movies and anime, but it was obvious that he was cool. He thought I was cool, and he asked me out for a coffee date because he noticed on my profile it says I don't drink, which I thought was so cute.
Very
and so
thoughtful.
Cool.
It's so considerate.
It's so considerate. It's like, you know, the baseline minimum requirement, but it's like so nice.
It's the safest of the dates, right? Coffee date?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's safe. I mean, because you're not going to get too tipsy on it. I mean, I know you don't drink anymore, but like it's so innocuous. It's like, oh, it's just a part of my Saturday. I'm just going to go get a coffee and a man is going to happen to be there.
Uh-huh. We're going to get an evening coffee. So Italian. Italian espresso. and I'm really excited, but I'm very, very nervous because I am putting a lot of pressure on this date, which I know is a big mistake, but I am, because first of all, it is the first date I've had in almost 2 years, but it's also the first date I've had after battling cancer. And that just feels like kind of a biggie. Mm-hmm. So It's not that I'm insecure about myself, because at this age, I honestly feel like I'm kind of a prize. Like, I mean, who doesn't want a bisexual alcoholic with like half a tongue who lives at home? Like, everybody wants that.
There's a niche in the market.
Everyone has a type.
But the one thing I am insecure about is what I just mentioned, and that is that I have 1/4 of my tongue missing, because as you guys know, I battled tongue cancer and I had surgery on my tongue where a portion of my wrist was created into a flap and reconstruct modern medicine, blah, 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 blah. I'm wondering, is it a good idea to give this man a heads up that I have a new tongue? And the only reason that I would, because honestly, I have a little bit of a speech impediment. I think if you didn't know me before, you really wouldn't notice. I mean, you guys let me on air, so I hope it's pretty good, like my speech at this point. The only reason I would ever tell him beforehand is because there's a tattoo on it. So to me, I think it's kind of noticeable when I talk. Like if I turn to you, Kristen, and I'm like, my name is Rebecca Lancaster. Do you have siblings? I have siblings. I love coffee.
And I'm going to be looking and being like, does she have a piece of spinach stuck on her tongue?
Yeah. It's like you can see the dark blue of the ink on my tongue. And I'm just like, it's more for me that I'm insecure that he is going to look at it and be like, what is that? What's going on? Like, and be distracted by it than I am like embarrassed by it.
Okay, I don't want people to get caught up in the logistics, but you didn't have your tongue tattooed.
No, I didn't have my tongue tattooed. It's a portion of my wrist that had a tattoo that was taken and reconstructed into a flap that is now fused to my native tongue. It's like 1/4 piece of tissue, but it's like a little chunk that you can see.
Yeah. Crazy. Did you have to, I'm getting off topic here. Did you have to choose which wrist to use and you went with the tattooed one, or was that even an option?
I remember when I was having my like pre-op meetings with like my entire care team, my surgeon, Dr. Bador, who by the way is the biggest angel ever because sometimes surgeons are kind of crazy, but he is, I could cry just thinking about him. He's so amazing. He said that they choose the left arm because they choose whatever arm is not your dominant arm because honestly, like it's a quite a large invasive surgery on your arm. And my left arm was kind of like, it was out of function for months. Like I couldn't move it. I didn't have like good function of it. Now I have like pretty good flexibility. Now I'm like good, but yeah, it's like, it's pretty, honestly, the recovery for my arm, way worse than my tongue.
Wow.
100%. And they told me that would be the case. It was way more painful. The recovery was a lot worse, a lot more, you know, physical therapy. So that's why they choose to do the left.
I see.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting question here because it is a big, yet I would find a very interesting part of your life. Mm-hmm. This is something that, you know, I don't know if it comes up in a first conversation or not, but it certainly would. I find it interesting.
Yeah, it
wouldn't turn me off.
It doesn't define you. It's not who you are, but it's a big part of what you went through these past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I was trying to put myself in your shoes. Like if a guy was going to go out on a date with me and he looked different than his photos. Like I've been out with guys before where they're like, heads up, like I know I don't have a mustache in any of these photos, but now I have like a massive mustache. So like, just so you know who you're meeting at the bar. Mm-hmm. But the difference is, it's something he might not notice, and there's so much of a backstory to it that I would hate for you to feel like you have to tell this. Yeah. Not that it's this massive part of your life, but I mean, there's so much depth to it. I would hate for it to be squished down to a couple of paragraphs on Hinge or whatever, be like, hey, by the way, I have this thing on my tongue, blah, blah, blah. Like, I would almost find a way to just sort of like bring it up casually, but then kind of just smooth past it real quick in the date.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how you would weave it in, but maybe saying something like, oh yeah, were you talking about an anecdote for your day and being like, and I have this thing on my tongue because I had tongue cancer, and then you just like move past it. You just talk about it like as if it's just a part of your life, which it is, but you don't make it this massive mountain you have to move past.
Yeah.
For me, it would be a feel thing. Like it's a part of my life. It's a part of my story. I'm proud of it. I wouldn't hide from it. At the same time, I wouldn't force it in. Like, you know what I mean? Like I would just kind of let it play out. And I think it's one of those things that if it comes up, you'll just kind of know, like, all right, this is the time to tell the story. And that would be it for me. I wouldn't force it, but at the same time, I wouldn't run from it. If it comes up, it comes up.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't give him a heads up on Hinge though. Like I wouldn't message it. Mm-hmm. I would just wait for the date. And if it comes up in the date, it comes up in the date. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I don't think you need to give him a heads up on something like that prior to the date.
Also, this guy's kind of artsy. You showed me the photo. He's going to be like, oh, it's like a Picasso. It's an abstract painting on your tongue.
Yeah. I just, you know, you want to be on your best foot forward on a date. I don't want to seem like I have like a ton of baggage. Mm-hmm. So I think I have been turned off now to warning him. Because honestly, it is something that I think is like really interesting about me. Mm-hmm. It's like unique. If I had a nickel for how many women I know with tattooed tongues, I'd have two, which is not a lot, but
weird that's
twice. So I'm going to say something really corny and romantic and philosophical here, right?
Go for it.
All right, so if this is the dude for you, none of that will matter.
Mm-hmm.
When you tell him that, this is the guy that is He will accept you for all of who you are. Your arm, your tongue, everything you went through. And if he doesn't, it wasn't the right guy for you anyway.
That's true.
So go be you, man.
Yeah, no, you're right. Arm comes out second date.
Put your best tongue forward.
The Bert Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.